2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
I'll do a social distancing massage for you. I'll use it like the guitar. The top of the guitar, I'll dig it into his back.
Preeti Malik.
Why am I here? Oh, I'm going home.
And Big Rossi.
UK sensation.
Yeah, that's me.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you guys for all the efforts you're doing. Amazing morning you always give us.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. Just gone 7:04 for your Tuesday morning, right here on the Chris Fade Show. Ramadan Mubarak from me, Eddie, Pretty, Big Rossi. Good morning.
Good morning and Ramadan Mubarak, Eddie. Day one.
Yes, yes, it is.
How does it feel?
Feels all right. Feels the same. It hasn't like changed or anything like
has
that.
Has it sunk in yet?
Not yet.
No, that's what. So wait till like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or Thursday, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Most likely.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, hold on a minute. I'm missing something.
Yeah.
Big respect, man. Big respect.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
So did you, when we found out last night, did you immediately like start to prepare for the day today? And or were you like, we'll let the first day roll on, see what happens.
Yeah, that's
and
how
then
it
we'll
was.
Get into prep mode.
Yeah. It's like you normally the first day you're always like, it's a 50-50.
Yeah.
You don't know whether it's gonna be a Ramadan tomorrow or not. So you're like, okay, let's just see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about Ramadan coming up this hour as well, along with the pop quiz, which has changed the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 7:40 now.
7:40 is the pop quiz, so just remember that. Mark that down.
Sorry about my voice. I was shouting at my children yesterday because they were throwing water on themselves on the way to dance class. And I went, stop it!
Don't yell now. You're ruining
your And ever
your
since then,
again.
It's been like this.
Did you really shout, like, really loud?
Really loud, but also I think it's a combination of working here and having to actually do some work for the last couple of weeks.
You're right. You are talking a lot more than usual.
So I will talk less today, and I'll let you guys handle it, all
right? Okay, I got you. We got you, Big Rossi.
Okay.
Coming up in my gossip this hour, this is so cool. Justin Bieber is shining a spotlight on a Palestinian Lebanese rapper.
Cool.
You have to hear this. Mm-hmm. He sounds amazing. He is so cool. It's going to be the next big thing, I think.
Amazing.
Yeah. Why are you up right now? Call us 048715544. We'd love to have a chat with you, see how you're feeling. If it's your first day of fasting, how has the day started for you? 048715544. Of course, Ramadan Mubarak. First day of Ramadan today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a beautiful few weeks ahead. A little bit different. Better than where we were last year.
Definitely.
But still, we got to be vigilant, right?
Eddie, what's the difference? A lot of people saying Ramadan Mubarak. When I went to Africa, Tanzania, during Ramadan, we said Ramadan Mubarak. Why not Ramadan Kareem? What's the difference?
Well, I don't want to go into details about it because there's like some misunderstanding about saying Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak. But I would just say Ramadan Mubarak.
Really?
Yeah. You can say Ramadan Kareem as well. But
you could say either or.
Either or.
Yeah.
But Mubarak, I don't want to go into the details of it.
Mubarak means congratulations. Mabruk, sorry.
You
know what's funny? In Hindi, I think even in Urdu, Mubarak means congratulations.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, so I'll get my languages mixed up.
Yeah, I know, Rossi.
All these languages borrow from each other.
Yeah. No, but you know, Rossi, he speaks so many different languages. Sometimes,
very cultured, our Rossi.
Sometimes he forgets, you know, what language is
sorry
is
about
what.
That. It happens.
It happens. I'm so sorry about that.
We've got Lubna on the line. Oh. Good morning, Lubna.
Hi, good morning.
How are you, Lubna?
I'm doing great. Ramadan Kareem to everybody.
Ramadan Kareem. Is it, are you fasting, Lubna?
Yes.
How does it feel day one?
Too sleepy, of course. Very tired.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's just the day started, so long way to go.
Long way to go. It's okay. Day one, ease into it, you know, take it easy today. I feel like it turns into a routine, right?
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point.
Yeah, it will get used to it at some point. So just like first some days, and then you get used to it.
Yeah, and what's the plan for today? Are you going to work?
Yes, I'm actually on the way to work from Ajman to Jablali.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Big drive, huh?
Yes, long drive. And then, yeah. And then, of course, we'll be back home early as it's short working hours and prepare for iftar.
For iftar, yeah. Iftar today, by the way, if you're wondering what time you'll be breaking fast, it is 6:44 p.m. 6:44 p.m. So even when you're driving today, everyone, just remember, take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I know the first few days are always a little bit, you know, everyone's trying to adjust to it all. So, Lubna, have a wonderful day. Ramadan Kareem once again, and enjoy your iftar this evening.
thank you. Wish you all.
Thank you. Eddie, in Finland, how many hours do they fast for, do you reckon?
I have no idea.
It's like 22 hours.
No.
Because of the sun?
Because they live in the polar circle, I think. I was reading it yesterday. I was like, wow. 22 hours. Yes.
Some countries, like, they go on for a long time. Even like my brother who lives in Istanbul.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So like they break fast, I think, like 8 o'clock or something like that. And I was like, whoa.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So in the States, I remember when it was over the summer.
Yeah.
So in New York, your summer day is on until like 8.
Wow.
So the time to break fast would like be after 8 p.m., like long after, because the days are so long. So
very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
So we just heard from Justin Bieber, obviously teaming up with a lot of artists that we're hearing for the first time, and it sounds amazing, right? Not as mainstream as Justin is. This is so cool. There's a name and a rapper by the name of Anis that has been trending on social media. He's a Lebanese-Palestinian rapper who was based out of Washington, D.C. in the States. He did an Instagram Live with Justin Bieber, and it's just blown up.
Do you know if he's an uncle, by any chance?
Who? Anis?
Yeah.
I don't... Who, Justin's Anis? I mean, Justin's uncle?
No, is Anis an uncle?
Why?
Niece, nephew. Rossi.
You should be resting your voice and not using it for terrible jokes like that.
Sorry, go on.
I'm in the middle of a swing of a story.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so this guy is so cool. Justin Bieber is obviously a huge fan of him. He follows him on Instagram. He actually knows all the words to his music as well. Have a listen to Anis and Justin Bieber. This is Anis's single called Slip.
I see what you do when you're not thinking I'd be a damn fool if I let you slip. Slip out my grip, never trying to control you, but I can't take that risk, not with this. No. Yeah.
Yes.
Can't take that risk, not when I see what you do when you're not thinking I'd be a damn fool if I let you slip.
Bro.
Yes.
All love, man. It's all love. What's good, dog?
Yes.
So you feel it?
You can't not feel that, bro. It's literally physically impossible. I just wanted to share freaking your incredible music with everybody, man.
Wow. Because
everybody should hear it.
How cool is that?
Sounds amazing. Mm.
So maybe there'll be like, I don't know, a cool Middle East, like Arab collab with Justin Bieber.
That would be awesome.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So fashion's biggest night is coming back. Usually we hear about the Met Gala, which is done at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. That's when everyone wears all those weird outfits and walks down the red carpet.
Yeah.
Remember Priyanka Chopra's really large trench coat and all that stuff? Like it came from that. So it was canceled last year because of the pandemic, unfortunately. But the good news is it's coming back in September. This year's theme is going to be in America, and it's going to happen on September 13th. So it's a huge deal for the fashion community and for the industry. So good for that. And finally, Usher is in trouble after being accused of using fake money at a club. It's called Ush Bucks. So it looks like American money. It's got $100, it's a note, $20 note, $1 note. It's got Usher's face on it. So some of the employees at this Las Vegas club started sharing photos on social media of like, hey, Usher used these Ush bucks instead of real money. But now the Las Vegas club has come out in defense of Usher saying, listen, he and his crew spent thousands of real dollars on the staff. Like, they've done always such a great job in being gracious and tipping all the staff and everything.
Yeah.
And apparently someone in the team left the Ush bucks to promote his Las Vegas residency.
Ah.
So it's not like he's trying to fake his way through a meal.
He's at a Las Vegas residency already, is he?
He had one, yeah.
He's at Britney Spears level now.
Are you saying Usher is at Britney? I mean, Usher is Usher, dude.
He's on his own, man.
I think he's in a league of his own.
Yeah.
Like Celine Dion at Vegas.
I mean, Celine Dion is like
Tom
Celine
Jones.
Dion. Yeah.
Elvis.
Yeah, it's huge.
And now Usher.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge.
Wow. All right, here's your attack, pretty.
Peace out, home fries. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God.
The Chris Fade Show's
10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Earn up to 40,000 Skywards miles per month and get 1+1 Skywards Silver Tier membership and a chance to fast track to gold. T's and C's apply.
Your RackBank Pop Quiz is back for new time during Ramadan. We will be playing around 7:40 every single day. But we need you. We need you to win the cash 10,000 dirhams.
We do indeed. TJ, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, TJ, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're doing okay. What are you up to? What do you do?
I'm currently on the work run.
He's on the work run. Yeah.
Wait, before we start, can I just say a special hi to Eddie.
Jumbo.
How are you doing today?
Good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. Just wanted to say hi.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
That's sweet.
Is this your friend here? Or?
And Rossi. Oh, my God. Rossi, you never talk. You hardly talk most of these times.
Well, it's gonna be even worse today because my voice is gone. I've been shouting at my kids, and now this is the result. Because they were throwing water on each other on the way to dance class.
Really sorry.
I said, stop that!
Well, just stop yelling. He's told the story 13 times,
yeah,
TJ.
Stop yelling. You're making it much, much worse.
Thank you.
Sorry, TJ.
He doesn't listen. TJ, what do you do for work?
I'm a personal trainer.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm a group fitness instructor.
You're our favorite/least favorite person. So
what group are you a fitness instructor for? Is it 5 seconds of summer?
It's called Les Mills Body Pump, so I do body pump a lot.
You do body pump. And what time is your first client today?
I'm actually going to my first class in Gymnation, Meredith.
Okay.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Those guys are good.
Awesome. Well, yeah. How about we get you some extra cash?
Of course.
Sounds good?
Yes.
Okay, TJ, I got the 10 questions in front of me. You know the drill. Each one is worth 100 dirhams. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. If we have enough time, we will try to get back to it. All 10, right? You walk away with 10,000 dirhams cash.
Yes.
Okay, TJ, your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. Who sings the songs Bedroom Floor and Strip That Down?
Pass.
In terms of sport, what does UFC stand for?
Ultimate Fighting Champion. Championship.
Who is Monica's brother in the TV series Friends?
Pass.
The CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, was born in which country?
USA.
What is Posh Spice's real name?
Pass.
In terms of UAE banking, what does RAK RAC stand for?
Russell Kaimo Bank.
Who was the highest paid actress of 2020?
Pass.
Finish the movie titled Night at the
Museum.
Peyton Manning plays which sport?
Football.
Amy Hu stars in the 2018 movie I Feel Pretty.
Pass.
Who sings the songs Bedroom Floor and Strip That Down?
Oh, no. Pass.
Who is Monica's brother in Friends?
I really don't know.
TJ, that question. Goodness gracious. 500 dirham.
I don't watch Friends. I don't know. How many dirhams?
500.
Whoa, okay.
He surprised himself.
That's too good, though. That's too good.
Well done, TJ.
TJ.
Thank you so much, Rossi. Yes.
There are thousands of people listening right now, screaming into their radios going, you don't watch Friends?
I'm only 22. I didn't watch Friends.
Okay, we'll watch it as a nostalgic throwback so you can learn that Monica's brother is Ross, okay? These are the other questions. Yes, these are the other questions you got wrong. Liam Payne sings Bedroom Floor and Strip That Down. Posh Spice's real name is Victoria Beckham.
Yep.
I understand now that you're 22. You didn't know that. Sofia Vergara is the highest paid actress of 2020. And Amy Schumer starred in the 2018 movie I Feel Pretty.
Sofia Vergara?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really happy.
Well done, mate. Where can we follow you on Instagram so we can get you some business?
CJ Bolo, CJ underscore Bolo. It's CEEJAY.
There you go.
BOLLO.
Okay. Hopefully you get some clients from us. Well done, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys. Have a wonderful day.
So yesterday I came across a game by the name of Heads Up. created the app and everything. And I thought I'd play it on the show today.
For legal reasons, that is false information. Thanks.
So what's going to happen is we're going to have the app on our phone, yeah, and it's going to give us an accent. We're going to put it on our head, right?
We're doing accents and impressions. That's the category, yeah, you've gone with.
So then I'll hold this up to my head, and yeah, it'll flash up with names of different accents.
Yeah.
You have to do the accent, and I have to guess what the accent is you're doing.
Okay, so who's going? Am I doing it first, and you're going to do the accents?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
As I said, this could go south very quickly.
Okay.
So Rossi has to do the accent or impression. I have to figure out what accent it is or who the person is.
Okay.
Here we go, Rossi.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Go for it.
What is happening? Okay, ready, set.
Right, it's ready. Okay, 3, 2, 1. We're filming this. Wah!
Jurassic Park.
Yo, the Mark, what's his name's from there? Mark!
Texas.
No, the Wahlbergs are from there.
Boston.
Yes, what's the accent?
Bostonian.
Correct. Oh, this is hard. This is all American places that I have no idea. I'm passing on Michigan, I'm sorry.
Bobby's World, go.
You gotta get the dope wash.
New York?
Get the dope wash in the
New Jersey.
No, it's a type of person. It's not an accent.
A gangster.
Well done. Konnichiwa.
Japanese?
Sushi.
Terrible. This is why I said it's going to go south. Oh, sorry. That was right. Okay.
Oh, my name's Matthew McConaughey. And
Texas. Texan.
Correct. Oh, R2-D2.
Star Wars? Robot.
What is wrong with you?
Robot. Computer.
I'm a robot, but I'm a bit of a wimp.
What?
Oh, time's up.
What was that?
C-3PO.
Wow. Okay.
How is that an accent? I don't know.
No, it's impressions as well.
Oh, of course.
So I got 4.
Okay. Right.
As you can tell, this is a fantastic game.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Now it's my turn. Now, I'm just going to say, I am terrible at impersonations and stuff. Like, I'm not good at it at all. I can't do accents. I can't do any of that.
Oh, this is going to be great. Okay.
I can't even do, like, a British accent. I can't do it.
Yes, you can, pretty.
I can't.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm going to place it on my forehead now. Accents and impressions. Here we go.
Get ready.
Go for it.
Yo, man, let's hang 10.
Surf, dude.
Yeah, yeah, down, go down.
Sorry.
What are you doing? I was walking down the hallway.
Californian.
Sort of, yeah, give it to me. Valley girl, yeah. Go, next. He's so slow. Oh. Why can't you flip your phone?
It's a Huawei.
He's turning his phone.
Flip it!
He's flipping the phone to his face.
What am I doing? Why is it not
go down? Oh, my. Okay, enough, stop. So I was in the ring, and then I hit him, and then I bit his ear off.
Oh, Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is our... Dude, flip it down. Dude, down. Do you know what down is?
Oh, my God. I am.
This is going
horribly wrong.
Stop.
Go.
You're fired.
Donald.
Yeah.
Trump.
Yeah. This is horrible. Dude, why can't you flip your phone? Why can't you flip your phone?
This is ridiculous. Oh my gosh.
We are never doing that on the radio
again.
Well, I thought it was all right.
No, it wasn't.
So, I had a massive, well, not a massive argument, but another one. You know, I must have a lot of them.
Another one.
Another argument.
What about? This is with your wife, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
She's bought a bed.
Is this what I saw on your stories yesterday?
Oh, look, even you don't like the bed.
The pink one.
It's not a pink bed.
Isn't it pink?
No, it's like...
It looked pink from
the It's like
the
a beigey colour. And it's like... It's nothing like someone like me would choose.
This is for your bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've got a new bed and it's like one of these... Material beds with a material headboard, all one thing, right?
It looks velvety, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like velvet.
And I'm like, oh, no, if my mates saw me having this bed, they would be very disappointed.
So did she just go out and buy it without consulting you?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So you guys didn't talk about getting a new bed or anything like that?
She says, I want a new bed.
Yeah.
Because we've been sleeping in this other bed and the headboard I just took it off because it was annoying me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the lightest person, but when I'm turning over in the night, it knocks against the wall, right?
Rossi,
can I just highlight? I'm only
beast.
Turning over here.
Yeah.
I'm only like because I turn over in bed because I've got like a back.
You toss
back.
And turn a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. And every time I do, it's like. So we got rid of the headboard. She got a new bed, and I hate the new bed.
Uh-oh. So she didn't even show you a photo before getting it.
No, she just went to one of these places, came back. And then this bed got delivered yesterday with a dirty mark all over it.
No.
And wow. I was saying to the guy, I'm not signing for that. I'm sorry. It's got a dirty mark on it.
So what happened?
Liz came back and she was like, oh, stop complaining. The mattress is going to cover that bit anyway. So I officially hate this piece of furniture. And now I have to see it every day.
Is it
and I sleep in it.
Is it comfortable?
That's besides the point,
no,
pretty.
That is the point, though. Is it comfortable?
Well, at the moment, it's okay. The mattress hasn't come yet, so we're using the old mattress.
Okay, okay.
So, like, we've got a gap of, like, the Nile River in between the bed. So, I hate it. I already despise this thing. And, like, if my friends saw me, they'd be like, what is that?
But it's what would, like, your friends be doing in your bedroom? Seriously.
Well, no, let's not get there. Yeah. So, first of all, I don't care what your friends are going to think. I want to know if you're happy with it.
I don't like it.
You don't like it. I don't care about what your friends are going
to
think.
Yeah, but I don't like it and I have to see it every day. And it got me thinking, What's that item of furniture or something that your partner has bought that you absolutely despise and they love?
You know, yeah. Like the Manchester United beanbag that's been sitting in our living room that doesn't match with anything. It's bright red with the Manchester United logo all over it. Yeah. Like that, you mean, Rossi?
Well, like that, because like Liz hates this massive picture that I've got. It's of like a classic Vespa. And it was in the living room, right?
Yeah.
I stole it from Reform. I mean, I was given it from Reform.
Didn't steal Reform. For legal reasons.
No, I didn't steal it. No, they gave me it actually because they took it down. And I said, yeah. I really like that picture. Where's it gone? And then they came out and gave me it. And it was in my living room. That's been relegated upstairs now.
Yeah.
She's put it in the hall. She's changed everything. But what's that one item of furniture or something? Maybe it's some type of memorabilia or whatever it is that you despise. It doesn't go with your colour scheme or whatever, but your partner absolutely loves it. Give us a call, 04871-5544.
So tell us, Lisa, what's that one thing?
Okay, so I completely feel, Rossi, what he's saying, because my husband bought this divider sort of a board that you can divide into three, which has a graffiti on it.
Okay.
And he bought it. And trust me, it was so, shocking for me because he bought it only because it has a Harley Davidson artwork on it. And we've not done anything about it for the past 3 years. It's just lying at home.
That's like that. I wanted to buy a motorbike that holds, it's like a drinks cabinet, but it's half a motorbike.
Yeah.
I thought that was nice. Liz hated it. But yeah, so it's like a divider. Is it a Harley Davidson divider, did you say?
Yeah, it is. So you basically don't do anything about it. We bought it because he can use it as a background or a bad backdrop that we can take some pictures sometimes.
So has he done that though? Has he taken any photos?
Just ask me to pose in front of it and take some pictures. I mean, how funny that could be.
We don't want to know about what you do on a Tuesday night.
Lisa, I don't know what you're going to do about it, but good luck.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Love it. Thanks so much for your call, Lisa. That was amazing.
Have a
great day.
And
bye. Cute. Well, there you go. At least someone's with me anyway.
So what are you going to do about the bed? I want to know. Like, are you going to return it?
No.
Oh, well,
it's not worth it, is it? I just have to hate my life every day when I look and sleep.
That's
in it.
That's really sad. Can I share a first world problem?
Go ahead.
So what I don't. Am I the only one? But I feel like I'm the only one.
Mm.
How do I always get the trolley at the grocery store that's broken? How do I always pick the one that's broken?
What do you mean it's broken?
You know, when you go to get the trolley, whether it's like the basket that you drag around or the full-on shopping trolley, whichever one I pick out from the rows, I'll be like, okay, this row, this one.
Mm.
It never works. It's the one with the broken wheel. I'm like crashing into the fruits and the vegetables as I'm trying to get to the aisle. And everyone looks like I can't handle a shopping trolley. But it's always me. Like whenever Jeff goes and gets it,
yeah,
it's fine. Am I the only one?
It's your luck with the show, the shopping trolleys.
Do you ever get that?
No, I don't suffer with that first world problem because I get all of my shopping delivered via a service. And I would no, I don't.
You're too good to go into the grocery store.
No, I'm joking. No, I do get it sometimes. Actually, it is annoying, what? Especially like the bigger trolleys.
Yes. Mm.
You know the bigger ones, the metal ones, and yeah. You're trying to steer it left and right.
Yeah,
and you're like. What is wrong with you, trolley?
Yeah, and then you look like the idiot. You look like the idiot who can't just walk straight and control. Like, I get the looks like this crazy girl. Anyways, I look like I'm 12 years old and should be at home with a babysitter.
Oh,
and now I'm trying to do this shopping trolley.
But it's like, as well, it can. You're trying to steer it. Sometimes it'll veer off towards the side.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hit things.
Yeah, and you're trying to look cool. They're like pushing it and like, nah, it's not happening. Yeah.
And then it turns into like a workout where you're actually just trying to push it the other way and
yeah.
forward. At the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you're right.
Think of it like that. You're doing a workout and the shopping at the same time.
I like that. So we're about to get into a three-worded challenge here. This is where we give Chris mm-hmm. three random words. He calls up a completely random person and has to only use those three words in the conversation. The three words that we use for this one is one of my favorites, SpongeBob, tongue, and exercise. Let's see how this one goes.
All right, time for another edition of the three-worded challenge. Pretty simple stuff here. You text me any three words that you like to 4008. Then what I've got to do is call a random number, and I then have to have a conversation with them. Okay, so Kimmy, she lives in Barsha, text through her three words she wants us to use. These are great. SpongeBob, exercise, tongue. Dialing a random number as we speak. Let's do it.
Hello?
SpongeBob.
Hello?
SpongeBob?
Wrong number.
Tongue?
Wrong number.
Exercise?
Wrong number.
SpongeBob?
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 Wrong number.
Exercise?
Wrong number.
SpongeBob?
Wrong number.
SpongeBob.
Number.
Tongue.
Tongue.
SpongeBob.
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 Exercise.
Exercise.
Tongue.
Tongue.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. SpongeBob. He's gone. Oh, yeah. Wow. It was about a minute. He did well. It's the three-worded challenge.
That was funny. That was funny.
One of my absolute favorites. Don't forget, Chris is back on Sunday. What's up? Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip. So what do Madonna and The Weeknd have in common? Madonna has paid $19.3 million for The Weeknd's California home. He first listed the Hidden Hills mansion for $25 million last June, but the price dropped. The Weeknd bought the property for $18.2 million, so he's still making some money out of it. He's making $1 million on it. He bought it back in 2017. It has 7 bedrooms, 9.5 bathrooms with a pool, spa, and cabana. It also has a guest house that has 2 more bedrooms.
Wow. She must be like getting the real estate going, I imagine, or something, or just buying out people's...
You know what? Celebrities buy and sell their houses so quickly. Yeah. He moved in 2017, paid $18 million for it in 2017, and he's already sold it and moved on. That's what they do. They just keep moving around.
It's like they're appraising the house, like making the value go up, and then selling it for a profit. Yeah.
Well, he tried getting a bigger profit, but really couldn't get much out of it. So,
Do you think he like... He pays for it in full, do you think?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, you get a mortgage.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And then just use the money when they sell it to pay it off and then find another property.
Definitely.
That's what they do. Paramount Pictures has made adjustments to their schedule. Movie release schedule because of the COVID situation. Guys, I don't know when this movie is going to come out. Top Gun Maverick has now been pushed from July to November this year, which means they've now had to push Mission Impossible 7 to 2022 March and Mission Impossible 8 to July 2023. Not only that, they've also pushed Dungeons and Dragons, which is co-starring Rossi's favorite reggae Jean Page, back to March 2023, which is a huge delay. So Mission Impossible, which was meant to come out last year, we won't see it until 2022 now.
Is it because they want people to experience it in the theaters or
yeah,
something?
They want the theater release, so we're going to see Top Gun now in November. So that's going to be the first Tom Cruise movie, then March. That's only if everything goes well and according to plan. So we'll see what happens there. I think eventually they're just going to have to succumb to the streaming release.
Yeah, because I assume they're losing money. The
distribution and all that stuff. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it all works, but I think at some point they will have to succumb and put it onto a streaming platform.
Really? And just straight to...
They're going to have to, or just in theaters for a week and then it's on a streaming platform where you maybe pay a premium to watch it and make money that way.
Any other big releases gone straight to streaming recently?
Coming to America was on streaming.
But that was a deal through Amazon, was it?
That they just decided to go with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
instead of going into the theaters. The Chris Hemsworth movie was a Netflix special as well.
Yes.
Made for... So, you know, maybe that's the way to go. And finally, it looks like the feud between the Kardashian-Jenners and Jordan Woods may be coming to an end. Kris Jenner had reportedly reached out to Jordan. She sent her a PR box, which is like one of those fancy things whenever a celebrity releases a product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They send these boxes out for her latest product launch. If you didn't know, Kris Jenner and Chrissy Teigen have teamed up to release a line of cleaning products
together.
So the drama, if you don't remember, between Jordan and the Kardashian-Jenners was back in 2019 when she hooked up with Tristan Thompson, who was Khloe's man. She was then banished from the whole clan. Kylie Jenner, her best friend, they haven't spoken. I don't know if this is like, now that Mama Jenner has kind of extended the olive branch, maybe now the other girls will be allowed to speak to her again.
She's the boss.
She is the boss, so whatever she says goes.
There you go, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Time for a game right now.
Yes, Topic Tennis is back.
It's one of our favorite games. So the way this game works is Nala's going to give us a topic, and there's this music playing in the background. It's called party game music. When you hear that break, that's when we give the answer. It gets faster and faster as the time goes on. So you answer here, and then we keep going around the table. Who's going to go first?
Answer here. Eddie can go first.
We'll go Eddie, me, you, Rossi. Okay.
Eddie, pretty, Rossi.
Okay, all right.
So
Nala.
That is, what's that? Clockwise.
Doesn't matter because we're on the radio. No
one anti-clockwise.
Can see. No one can see.
So guys, listening, we're going this way round, see?
Yeah, they see it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we're going to start with an easy one. Mm. So it's pets you can have at home.
Pets you can have at home.
Go.
Dogs.
Cheetah.
Cats. Oh. It's my turn. You just said it.
Cheetah.
Nope, incorrect. Out.
Why?
Out. Can't have a cheetah at home.
There's lots.
And what is that? Illegal.
Illegal.
No, illegal.
That was a joke one. Can we go again?
Okay, yeah, all right, here we go.
Sorry, go on. We'll go again.
Okay. Dogs.
Cats.
Hamster.
Yeah, good one.
Tortoise.
Oh, yeah. A bird.
Goldfish.
Yeah.
A snake.
Ugh. A lizard.
A stick insect.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A parrot.
I said a bird.
Bird is general.
I said a bird.
Bird is general.
Rossi, the adjudicator. I said a bird.
I was going to say canary, but then I realized you said bird, so I changed it to stick insect.
Because then we can start going a Labrador, a golden retriever, etc., etc.
Okay.
This was too vague. Nala, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Nala, you're the judge. What do you think, Nala?
I feel like Pretty said bird, so...
It's out.
It's out.
Okay.
Sorry, Eddie.
Next topic.
Next topic. Okay. Can it not be so vague? Thanks.
Yeah.
It's not vague. Pets at home. What's
okay,
vague
all
about
right.
it?
Calm down. Calm down.
Okay. Okay, we have streaming services.
Oh, come on. We've probably got about five things.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Nala.
No. Okay. Another one. Countries Chris has visited since he's on vacation.
Right.
Okay, go.
We haven't got enough.
Yeah, go.
Time.
America.
Thailand.
Can't remember that. Maldives. Oh.
Australia.
Yeah. India.
France.
Yep.
China.
Yeah. Romania.
Italy.
Oh, yeah, he's wrong.
China. When's he visited China?
When did the book... Didn't she book like
he a went to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Isn't Hong Kong China?
Well...
I don't want to get into
one
it.
One the same thing. I don't know.
I feel like we're going to get in trouble. It's all New Girl Nala's fault. Let's just play a song and move on.
All right, the business.
Sorry.
Come up with good topics next time, Nala.
I'm sorry.
Virgin Radio 104.4. It is the Chris Fade Show. That's it for us for your Tuesday morning.
We're out of here. That's it. Ramadan Mubarak, once again, day one of Ramadan. If you're wondering what time you'll be breaking fast, it is 6:44 p.m.
Yeah.
6:44 p.m.
Okay. Can't wait.
Yeah. Are you okay, Rosie?
Yes.
You're going to take care of that voice, babe.
I've got... Did you just call me babe?
You did?
I heard that one. Yeah, babe.
I wanted to say bro. Come on.
And he came out as babe.
Wow.
Yes, don't worry, babe. I've got myself some Manuka honey, babe.
Okay, babe.
On your recommendation, babe, and I think I'll be okay.
All right, babe.
Awesome.
You rest that voice. We will catch you tomorrow.
Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.